Well, good morning. And again, we want to say to you that we appreciate you taking the time to listen to our radio program. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ. And I wanted to let you know that I've enjoyed having the opportunity to bring some short thoughts to you this week. I hope they've been encouraging to you. They certainly have encouraged me in having the opportunity to put them together and to share them with you. We've spent our time this week talking about the word rejoicing. We've tried to make the point that while that is not a word that we typically use in our just day-to-day conversations with one another, it is certainly a word that we find in Scripture. Generally speaking, we see it as how God's people should respond or behave in certain situations. We've talked about on Monday rejoicing in the Lord, and while there may be no earthly reason for us to rejoice, we can rejoice because we are in the Lord. We talked about rejoicing in our new state as we become Christians, and what a blessing that is, and what a wonderful time in our lives that is, and the rejoicing that comes along with that. And then we also talked about the rejoicing that occurs in heaven when a sinner repents. And then on Thursday, we talked about what is probably the most challenging aspect for us as the people of God in rejoicing, and that is being able to do so in the midst of persecution. What a challenge that can be for us, but what wonderful examples we have in the Bible that help us to frame our attitude and mindset and prepare ourselves for trials that certainly we will face. So as we close our thoughts on this topic today, we want to talk about rejoicing and rejoicing in the word of the Lord. I want to start in Psalm 119 and verse 162. It says, "I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure." Now, great treasure. I want you to think about that for a moment. How would you define great treasure? I think most of us probably, when we hear that, or as we're asked to say what initially comes to our mind, we probably think of that as maybe a large sum of money, or something that is worth a large sum of money. And when we do that, if we were to find a great treasure that was worth a lot of money, we can just kind of let our minds go with that and get excited over what the great treasure might be, what it could do for us if it were money, how much that would be, and all the things that we could do with that money. You know, our minds tend to go, when we think of that, to a very sort of worldly and many times materialistic way. But a lot of times that'll get us really excited. Well, I want you to follow that line of thinking with regard to that that particular verse. The psalmist said he rejoiced in the same manner that we just talked about, if you found great treasure, that he rejoiced at the word of God in the same way. Now, the question for us to think about is, do we all think about the word of the Lord in the same manner as the psalmist? We have to ask ourselves, there are places in the Bible that are challenging for us. We may find places in the Bible that outline behaviors and things that we are participating in that our lives do not match. In other words, we have to make some changes that the Bible would demand change on our part, because the Word of God lays it out differently than how we are living. But you know, the psalmist didn't put any caveats there, did he? He just said, "I rejoice in it." And so we too should rejoice in the Word of God. No matter if our lives currently line up to it or not, we take the Word of God, we look at it, we rejoice in it, and we make the changes where necessary. I want you to listen to the words of the psalmist as I read just a little bit further, and I'm going to pick up in Psalm 119 and verses 165 beginning. "Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Lord, I hope for your salvation, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you." What a wonderful thought. Join us sometime if you can at the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off of New Cut Road. We'll meet on Sundays at 9:30 and 10:20. In the mornings, again, at 5 p.m. in the afternoons, and on Wednesdays nights at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Hope that you have a great rest of the day, a great upcoming weekend, and I hope that you can, as the psalmist said, rejoice in the Word of God, just like we found great treasure. May the Lord bless you.